Vasudeva Paraveda, Vasudeva Paramukha, Vasudeva Parayoga, Vasudeva Parakriya, Vasudeva Paranjanam, Vasudeva Parantapaha, Vasudeva Paradharmo, Vasudeva Paragatiki. Shri Krishna Govinda Hari Murari, He Natha Narayana Vasudeva. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Gadadhara Sivakadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Namah. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, The Creative Impetus, Chapter 25, The Glories of Ananta Deva. Srila Shukadeva Goswami then said to Maharaj Parikshit, "My dear king, approximately 240,000 miles beneath the planet Patala lives yet another incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the expansion of Lord Vishnu, known as Lord Ananta or Sankarsana. Ananta Dev is always in the transcendental position. But because he is worshipped by Lord Shiva, who is the deity of Tamo Guna or darkness, Ananta Dev is sometimes called Tamasi. Ananta Dev is the predominating deity of the material mode of ignorance, as well as the predominating deity of the false ego for all the conditioned souls. When the conditioned living being thinks, 'I am the enjoyer. This world is meant to be enjoyed by me,' this conception of life is dictated to one by Sankarsana. Thus, the mundane conditioned soul thinks him or herself to be the Supreme Lord. O King Parikshit, this great universe, situated upon one of the thousands of hoods of Ananta Dev, appears just like a white mustard seed. It is infinitesimal compared to the hood of Lord Ananta. At the time of devastation, when Ananta Dev desires to destroy the entire creation, he becomes slightly angry. Then, from between his two eyebrows, appears three-eyed Rudra, carrying a trident. This Rudra, who is known as Sankarsana, is the embodiment of the 11 Rudras, or incarnations of Lord Shiva, and he appears in order to devastate the entire creation. The pink, transparent toenails on the Lord's lotus feet are exactly like valuable gems polished to a mirror finish. When the unalloyed devotees and the leaders of the snakes offer their obeisances to Sankarsana with great devotion, they become very joyful upon seeing their own beautiful faces reflected in his toenails. Their cheeks are decorated with glittering earrings, and the beauty of their faces is extremely pleasing to see. Ananta Deva's arms are attractively long, beautifully decorated with bangles, and completely spiritual. They are white, and so they appear like silver columns. When the beautiful princesses of the serpent kings, hoping for the Lord's auspicious blessing, smear his arms with aguru pulp, sandalwood pulp, and kunkum, the touch of the Lord's limbs awakens lusty desires within the princesses. And understanding their minds, the Lord looks at the princesses with a merciful smile, and they become bashful, realizing that he knows their desires. They then smile beautifully and look upon the Lord's lotus face, which is beautified by reddish eyes rolling slightly from intoxication and delighted by love for his devotees. Lord Sankarsana is the ocean of unlimited spiritual qualities, and thus he is known as Ananta Deva. He is non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And for the welfare of all living entities within this material world, Lord Sankarsana resides in his abode, restraining his anger and intolerance. The demigods, demons, the Uraga serpentine demigods, the Siddhas, the Gandharvas, Vidyadharas, and many highly elevated sages constantly offer prayers to Lord Anantadev. Because he is intoxicated, Sankarsana looks bewildered, and his eyes, appearing like flowers in full bloom, move to and fro. Ananta Dev pleases his personal associates, the heads of the demigods, by the sweet vibrations emanating from his lotus mouth. Dressed in bluish garments and wearing a single earring, Ananta Dev holds a plow on his back with his two beautiful, well-constructed hands. Appearing as white as the heavenly king Indra, Sankarsana wears a golden belt around his waist and a Vajayanti garland of ever-fresh tulsi blossoms around his neck. Bees, intoxicated by the honey-like fragrance of the tulsi flowers, hum very sweetly around that garland, which thus becomes more and more beautiful. In this way, Sankarsana enjoys his very magnanimous pastimes. O Maharaj Parikshit, if persons who are very serious about being liberated from material life hear the glories of Anantadeva from the mouth of a spiritual master in the chain of disciplic succession, and if those persons always meditate upon Sankarsana, then the Lord enters the cores of their hearts, vanquishes all the dirty contamination of the material modes of nature, and cuts to pieces the heart knot within the heart, which has been tied very tightly since time immemorial due to the desire to dominate material nature through fruitive activities. The son of Lord Brahma, Narada Muni, always glorifies Anantadeva in his father's assembly. There, Narada sings blissful verses of his own composition, accompanied by his stringed instrument, or the celestial singer known as Tumburu. Simply by his glance, the Supreme Personality of Godhead enables the modes of material nature to act as the causes of universal creation, maintenance, and destruction. The Supreme Soul is unlimited and beginningless, and although he is one, the Supreme Soul has manifest himself in many forms. So how then can human society understand the ways of the Supreme? Murtin na puru kripaya babhara satvang sang shuddham sad asad idang vibhati tatra yal lilam mriga patir adade anavadyam adatum swajana manangshi udara viryaha. This manifestation of subtle and gross matter exists within the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Out of his causeless mercy to the devotees, the Supreme Lord exhibits various forms which are all transcendental. The Supreme Lord is most liberal, and he possesses all mystic power. To conquer the minds of his devotees and give pleasure to their hearts, the Lord appears in different incarnations and manifests many pastimes. Yan nama srutam anukirtayed akasmad artova yadi patita pralambanad va hanti angha sapadi nirnam ashesham anyang kang sheshad bhagavata ashrayin mumukshuhu. Even if one be distressed or degraded, any person who chants the holy name of the Lord, having heard it from a bona fide spiritual master, is purified immediately. Even if one chants the Lord's name jokingly or by chance, that person and anyone who hears that person are freed from all sins. How then can anyone, therefore, seeking disentanglement from the material clutches, avoid chanting the name of Lord Shesha? Of whom else should one take shelter? Murdhani arpitam anuvat sahasra murdhno bhu golam sagiri sarit samudra satvam anantyad animita vikramasya bhumnah ko viryani adhi ganaye sahasra jiva. Because the Lord is unlimited, no one can estimate his power. This entire universe, filled with its many great mountains, rivers, oceans, trees, and living entities, is resting, just like an atom, on one of his many thousands of hoods. Is there anyone, even with thousands of tongues, who can describe the glories of Anantadeva? Evam prabhavo bhagavan ananto duranta viryoru gunanu bhava mule rasaya stita atma tantro yo lilayakshmang stita ye vibharti. There is no end to the great and glorious qualities of that powerful Lord Ananta. Indeed, Sankarsana's prowess is unlimited, and though he is self-sufficient, he himself is the support of everything. He resides beneath the lower planetary systems and easily sustains the entire universe. So, my dear King Parikshit, as I heard of it from my spiritual master, I have fully described to you the creation of this material world according to the fruitive activities and desires of the conditioned souls. Those conditioned souls who are full of material desires achieve various situations in different planetary systems, and in this way they live within the material creation. My dear King, I have thus described how people generally act according to their different desires, and as a result, get different types of bodies in higher or lower planets. You inquired of these things from me, and I have explained to you whatever I have heard from authorities. So now, what shall I speak to you? Recorded August 9, 2024, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Trinadapi Sunichena Torad Iva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kivalam. Kalo Nasyiva, Nasyiva, Nasyiva Gatir Anyata. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gura Vishe Namaha Panchatatvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam Nithai Guranga Nithai Guranga Nithai Guranga Goda Hari Hari Nithai Guranga Goda Hari Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gora Bhakta Vrinda Sri Sanit Gadadhar Srivasadi Ghosh Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Namaha. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. None of these descriptions of Lord Anantadeva are imaginary. They are all transcendentally blissful and full of actual knowledge. However, unless one hears them directly from a bona fide spiritual master in the line of disciplic succession, one cannot understand them. This knowledge is delivered to Narada by Lord Brahma, and the great Saint Narada, along with his companion Tumburu, distributes this knowledge all over the universe. Sometimes the Supreme Personality of Godhead is described as Uttama Shloka, one who is praised by beautiful poetry. Narada composes various poems to glorify Lord Ananta, and therefore the word Sangshloka Yam Asa is used in this chapter. All devotees in the Gaudiya Sampradaya accept the activities of Lord Ananta related in the Srimad Bhagavatam as being authentic, and thus they are benefited by going back home, back to Godhead. The contamination within the heart of the conditioned soul is like a huge accumulation of garbage created by the three modes of material nature, especially the modes of rajas, passion, and tamas, ignorance. This contamination becomes manifest in the form of lusty desires and greed for material possessions. As confirmed herein, unless one receives transcendental knowledge in disciplic succession, there is no question of one's becoming purified of this contamination. The glories of Lord Ananta are cited in the following passage from the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, the four Kumaras, Vyasadeva, Shukadeva Goswami, and Narada Muni are all pure devotees, eternal servants of the Lord. Lord Sri Ananta is worshipped by all the uncontaminated devotees mentioned above. Anantadeva has thousands of hoods and is the reservoir of all devotional service. Lord Ananta is the original person and the great mystic controller. And at the same time, Anantadeva is a servant of God, a Vaishnava, since there is no end to his glories and no one can understand him fully. I have already spoken to you of his service to the Lord. Now, hear how the self-sufficient Anantadeva exists in the lower planetary system of Patala. Bearing his stringed instrument, the Tumburu on his shoulders, the great sage, Narada Muni, always glorifies Lord Ananta. Narada has composed many transcendental verses in praise of the Lord. Simply due to the glance of Ananta Dev, the three material modes of nature interact and produce creation, maintenance, and annihilation. These modes of nature appear again and again. Lord Ananta is glorified as Advitiya Rupa, one without a second, as well as the Supreme Truth, who has no beginning. Therefore he is called Ananta Deva, unlimited. Who can understand him? Ananta Deva's form is completely spiritual, and he manifests his form only by his mercy. All the activities within this material world are conducted only in his form. Ananta Deva is very powerful and is always prepared to please his personal associates and devotees. So, if we simply try to engage in the congregational chanting of the glories of Lord Ananta, the dirty things within our hearts, accumulated during many births, will immediately be washed away. Therefore, the Vaishnava never loses an opportunity to glorify Ananta Deva. Lord Ananta is also known as Shesha, the unlimited end, because he ends our passage through this material world. Simply by chanting the glories of Ananta Deva, anyone and everyone can be liberated. On his head, Ananta Deva sustains the entire universe, along with its millions of planets containing enormous oceans and mountains. Ananta Deva is so large and powerful that this universe rests on one of his hoods, just like a drop of water. He does not even know where it is. And while bearing the universe on one of his hoods, Ananta Deva chants the glories of Krishna with each of his thousands of mouths. But although he has been chanting the glories of Lord Krishna since time immemorial, still Ananta Deva has not come to their end. And to this very day, Lord Ananta continues to chant the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and still finds no end to those glories. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Anadi karma phale padi bhavarnava jale tari bari na deki upai. My Lord, I do not know when I commenced my material life, but I can certainly experience that I have fallen into the deep ocean of nescience. Now I can also see that there is no other way to get out of this than to take shelter of your lotus feet. Similarly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offers the following prayer from his Shiksha Ashtaka. Ai nandatunujya kinkaram patitang mang vishame bhavambudau kripayatava pada pankaja stita dhuli sadrishang vichintaya. O my dear Lord, O son of Nanda Maharaj, O Krishna, I am your eternal servitor. Somehow or other, I have fallen into this ocean of nescience. Kindly, therefore, save me from this horrible condition of materialistic life.
I'm calling your name, begging you, please not to let me fall away. Please protect me, I'm calling your name, begging you, please not to let me fall away. Please protect me, I'm calling.